And don't think, well, you know, I just think it's pointless to just leave a verse with someone. You know, who knows what's going to happen if they do that? You know, maybe they'll forget or they won't give heed to that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we won't really know until eternity, right? But we know by faith that it will do something because God tells us that it will. And in fact, go to Isaiah 55, if you would. Hold your place there, Isaiah chapter 55. We're going to come back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in just a bit. You know, we need to have faith in God's word. And sometimes it's easier for us to have faith in God's word when dealing with strangers than when dealing with our own family, right? You know, we just don't think, well, yeah, but my family, you don't know my family. They're Catholic. They're whatever. And it's just so hard to get them saved. Well, you know, God's word is as effective with your family than it is with a stranger. Because the gospel is the power of God into salvation. Amen? And what we need to pray is that the word of God would have free course. It would have free reign in that person's life. That there'd be no restrictions to what the word of God can do in that person's heart and in their mind. Look at Isaiah 55, verse number 10. It says, for as the rain cometh down, we got some rain coming down right now, even inside. Good night. I walked in here and it just drip, drip, drip everywhere, you know. Showers of blessing, amen. Hey, it could be worse. We could be meeting outside. And so it says, for as the rain cometh down, the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and in our platform and the carpet and the seats as well, by the way, you know, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, the Bible says. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it, the Bible says. What is it saying? You know, wherever God's word goes, it's going to accomplish what God intended for it to accomplish. Now look, the word of God can either, you know, be placed in someone's heart, germinate, cause them to think about salvation and get them saved, or it'll push that person further into hating God and harden their hearts, and it's still accomplishing God's purpose. In other words, the Bible will just do anything. It can do it all, you understand? And it will do something. Now, obviously, our desire is that a person will receive the word of God and get saved by it, or even a Christian who is backslidden, they would hear the word of God, it would cause them to think, cause them to get convicted, and change their ways, amen?